Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the very important principles of accurate New Testament prayer. We've talked about the fact that we pray now to the Father in the name of Jesus, coming boldly to the throne of grace, and we're going to communicate with God according to His Word in the Spirit. We're going to put the spiritual laws of God into action to bring forth the will of God in our life. When we pray the Word of God, we're releasing the ability and the power of God that's resident in the Word, and we're actually conducting a legal transaction in the Spirit, praying spiritual law in the realm of the Spirit that is going to release the promises of God and also put the angels into operation to perform the Word in our life. We've talked about that we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We make a spiritual legal demand of what is due us, which is the word aiteo, which is the word for ask in all the major prayer scriptures, a demand of what's due us. And we pray a prayer of faith. The prayer of faith has two aspects to it, receiving and thanksgiving. Receiving is the word lambano, which means a self-prompted taking hold of, and thanksgiving accompanies that. We saw scripture after scripture regarding the area of New Testament prayer, where they always prayed to the Father in the name of Jesus, they made a spiritual legal demand of what was due them, and they took hold of the promise with thanksgiving. And now we're talking about the subject of, do we pray continuously or do we just pray one time? This is an important question because there has been quite a difference in the teaching in the body of Christ. If we pray more than once, does that mean that we prayed in doubt or unbelief the previous times? If we pray more than once, can we be in faith? And if we're to pray more than once with our faith, what do we need to do? Many have said that we only pray one time concerning each need in our life. They've reasoned that if we prayed more than once, then we didn't pray in faith the first time. They're thinking that your faith has been released and that the Lord will bring the promise to pass and that faith is just released one time. There's others that maintain that you should pray time after time until you see results. They advocate continual prayer for a need to be met. Unfortunately, most of those who've held to this have prayed more than once according to the Old Testament way of praying. They've held that you pray more than once, maintaining that you ask and keep on asking, or request and keep on requesting, or petition and keep on petitioning until the Lord answers the prayer and gives the promise. So in essence, they ask and request continually and wait for Him to respond. Well, that's not going to get it done because that is Old Testament prayer. Remember that whether we pray one time or continuously, we've got to be sure that we're praying in line with New Testament principles. Remember that when we pray in the New Testament, we make a spiritual legal demand of what's due us of the Father by returning the Word of God in prayer, and then we believe that we take hold of it with thanksgiving. Now in Romans 1:9, we saw the scripture where it talks about that without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayers. Obviously, this means that he prayed for them over and over. The Greek word for without ceasing is adialeptos, which means uninterruptedly or unintermittedly, meaning continuously. The literal translation of this particular Greek word means to leave not through. In other words, you don't leave until you are through. This is where Christians in the past got the term to pray through. It was from the Word of God by looking up the Greek word. So to pray through is accurate scripturally. If we don't leave praying for a particular need until it's through, that indicates that there should be continuous prayer for that need until it's manifested. So Christians should pray through without ceasing. But it's important that we understand that we got to pray according to the New Testament way of praying to the Father in the name of Jesus, making a spiritual legal demand, not requesting and petitioning and asking over and over, which is Old Testament prayer. Now in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. And the word without ceasing is the same Greek word in Romans 1:9 that we pray uninterruptedly, unintermittedly, or to leave not through until we have accomplished it. So we're going to pray continuously as we see from Romans 1 verse 9, and 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Now, we were also looking at other scriptures that show the continuousness of prayer. In Luke chapter 11, in verse 9 and 10, it says, I say unto you, ask, which is the word aiteo, and it shall be given you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. The word asketh, aiteo, which is a legal demand of what's due you, receiveth, which is lambano, a self-prompted taking hold of. But it's important that we look at something in this verse, because Luke 11:10, where it says asketh and receiveth, the Greek tenses are very important to show whether we do something one time or continuously. The Greek verb tenses show the action of the verb. And in this case, asketh and receiveth are in the present tense. The Greek present tense denotes continuous, repeated action until the desired result is accomplished. Therefore, the verb tenses show that we're to pray with continuous and repeated action. So if we look at these verses more accurately by plugging in the literal meanings of aiteo and lambano and showing the present tense action of the verbs, verse 10 would say this, that for everyone that makes a legal demand and keeps making that legal demand, he does it continuously and repeatedly, and he takes hold of it and keeps taking hold of it continuously and repeatedly. In other words, we're going to pray making our legal demand and take hold of it continuously and repeatedly until we see that legal demand come to pass. Another scripture that we want to look at again, Mark 11, verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. This is the prayer of faith, and a very noted scripture, and taught widely in the body of Christ as the prayer of faith. Unfortunately, people have taught this, that you pray this one time and one time only. Yet that is totally contrary to what the Greek tells us. The words desire, pray, believe, and receive are all in the present tense. Remember that the present tense means continuous, repeated action. The word desire is aiteo, a demand of what's due us. When you pray is a present tense participle. Believe is present tense, and receive, which is the Greek word lambano, is present tense as well. Therefore, if we plug in what these meanings are, it says, what things soever you legally demand continually, when you're praying continually, believe continually, that you take hold of them continually, and you shall have them. That clearly shows us that we're going to make a spiritual legal demand, praying and believing that we take hold of the promise continuously. The use of the present tense four times in this verse on the prayer of faith makes it very clear. You're going to pray continuously and repeatedly the prayer of faith until you see results. Now, unfortunately, many have taught that you pray the prayer of faith one time and then your faith is released. They believe that you stand on your faith, that your faith has been released. The thought is that you release your faith only at a point in time which produces the desired results to see the promise come to pass. However, this is false. You can continually release your faith in prayer until you see the desired results come to pass. To understand this, we need to understand about faith. Faith is a spiritual force, and this spiritual force is released from our heart when we confess and or pray the Word of God. When the force of faith is put into operation, it can continually be released through continual, accurate New Testament prayer, and we will not be in doubt or unbelief. We don't ask or request and keep on asking or requesting and wait and keep on waiting or to receive as they did in the Old Testament. No, we make a spiritual legal demand concerning our rights in Christ, which are the promises of God. And so we bring the promise of God from the Word of God to the Father, continually believing that we take hold of it with thanksgiving, and that continual prayer of faith brings the promise into manifestation. The continual release of faith is not only accomplished in prayer to receive a promise, but it's also accomplished in holding fast our confession, or whether we're speaking to a mountain to be removed, or whether we're ministering healing to an individual. Let's look at a scripture that verifies this. In Hebrews 4:14, it says this, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. The word profession means confession, which means to say the same thing. Now, hold fast in the Greek is in the present tense. This means let us hold fast continuously and repeatedly our confession until we see the desired results of the Word of God coming to pass. Another place where we see a continual application of our faith is in Mark 11:23, where it speaks of moving a mountain. In Mark 11:23, the Bible says this, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Now where it says, "Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith," that word saith is in the present tense. Remember, the present tense means continuous, repeated action. So the use of the present tense here, that means that when we're speaking to the mountain to be removed in our life, we speak to it continuously and repeatedly until it's removed. So we keep speaking to it. And as long as we don't doubt, our continual application of our faith in speaking to the mountain will cause it to be removed. Let's look at another scripture that shows the continuous application of faith in the ministry of Jesus. In Mark chapter 8, verse 23 to 25, we see an example of Jesus ministering healing more than once to the same individual to see the end result of healing. In verse 23, it says, "He took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, he put his hands upon him and he asked him if he saw aught. And in verse 24, he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. Verse 25, after that he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. Here a blind man was brought to Jesus. Jesus led him out of the town, ministered to him once by laying hands upon him to receive his sight. Jesus released his faith, and the man saw men as trees walking. Obviously, the healing wasn't totally accomplished. Jesus proceeded to minister to the man again. He released his faith again for the restoration of his sight by laying hands upon the man a second time, and this time the man saw clearly. Here's a case of Jesus ministering healing to someone more than once to see the desired result of wholeness. So Jesus ministered in faith each time he ministered to the man. He didn't doubt the first time he laid hands on the man. His faith brought a partial healing the first time. But because the healing was not accomplished totally, he ministered to him a second time. A second release of his faith brought total healing. This shows us that clearly we can pray for a person or a situation more than once with our faith. Each time we pray with our faith is released. And each time our faith is released, it is doing something. It may not accomplish all of the work necessary the first time. We may need to release our faith more than once or even many times continuously until we see the desired result. Therefore, we've seen that if we pray more than once about a situation, that does not mean that we're necessarily praying in doubt or unbelief previously. No, it's possible to pray with faith continuously regarding a particular problem and not be in doubt or unbelief. The truth is, every time we pray in faith, our faith is released and it is doing something, whether it's moving a mountain or praying to receive a promise or to release healing in this situation. We may need to continuously keep releasing our faith to bring a promise into manifestation or speak to a mountain continuously or release healing continuously so someone is healed. So as we've looked at these scriptures, it's very important that you understand that we pray continuously and repeatedly in faith. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.